Hello, friends, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by wonderful company. Hello, Mom. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
So excited for another episode. Happy Tuesday.
Same to you. We're kind of
rounding out February, which is something I realized this morning. Where did the time go? I feel like it's flown by.
Yeah, it's been a delightful month.
Delightful month, to say the least. I feel like this February always goes by pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. A shorter month. I hope everyone on the East Coast is doing well with the snow that has hit you guys. We're thinking of you. Mm-hmm. We got a little snow as well.
Yeah. It was all melted, and now we're back at it.
And it reset, and then it showed back up.
Yes.
So we're still very much in the thick of winter. But yeah, I can't believe that it's almost March, which is your birthday month.
It's my birthday month. What is your bow for this week?
I was just going to ask you.
My bow is super simple. I just reattach microphone covers.
Yes.
And we've been wanting to do it. It took no time at all. And I'm going to say that's my bow.
It looks really good. And every time I clip the show, like from old clips, if we have it in there, I just really like the way that it looks. I think that it looks professional and we like the branding of it. So we have our microphone covers back on.
And I think this is your sign to go do something that you've been putting off that's super simple in the end.
Yes. You said that you were doing a lot of those things this week.
This whole week. I feel like I've just been... You know, when I think about it, I'm just doing it.
Yes. It's such a good time of year to get those little things done.
Yeah.
I agree.
How about you? Have you done anything like that?
No, I haven't. No. I can't say that I have. I feel like I did that, like, I've been doing that. So nothing like the past couple of days. But I don't know really so much what my bow is. I feel like I haven't had too much going on since I last chatted with you guys. Kind of laid low this weekend. You had a busy weekend. But yeah, I didn't do much, which was kind of nice. It's, you know... It was a nice little recharge, but a busier week this week. So it was a good balance. And I don't also think that I have too much of a low either. I'm just like in a neutral spot where nothing's going on.
How's your neck?
Oh, I was doing
an update.
Preventative neck, you know, actually really good because I got exercises from our PT and I've been doing them.
Yeah.
Because I need to strengthen my rotator cuff. Who would have thought I had a weak rotator cuff?
Right.
So I got a lymphatic massage last night and then we had... the PT appointment today because I feel like I wait until it's like pulled or in such a bad where it's like a desperate need to just get it back. So now I feel like it's really loose. I'm doing my exercises and it's good. I feel like that
and
was
you feel better.
Maybe that's something like the microphone covers where I addressed it before it got bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So. No, I do think that's a good policy.
Yeah.
With your health.
Right.
Maintenance as opposed to waiting till... It's terrible.
Terrible. And I'm watching my posture and everything like that. So because I would do arm exercises and it would hurt. So she's like, we need to strengthen the rotator cuff to then be able to correctly do your arm exercises. So that's the journey that I'm on. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, of course. I guess it's a bow. It kind of perked us up this whole week. Last Wednesday when Laura was here, we were talking about real ideas and honestly, it's been kind of slow as far as clothing and whatever. Mm-hmm. We're thinking for spring, but we're not quite there. And you and I, with Laura's, like we were brainstorming, we got pictures, we did a mood board. I had so much fun on Friday afternoon when we did your reel.
Oh, yes.
That is Carolyn Bessette Kennedy inspired looks. And I haven't watched the show, but everyone is bananas about the show.
Bananas.
And I want to see it. It sounds like the perfect winter.
It is.
Viewing.
Yes, yes.
And let's talk about that. I want to talk about the show. I think we need to rehash the reel that we did.
Well, the reel was super simple because our clothes were very simple. So I owned, we had everything in the closet. So it is, I mean, my whole feed, I feel like was inspiration videos and everything. And I thought that it's a fun assignment, you know.
It was a really fun assignment.
I think recreating anything in any capacity is a great time. That's why we have Halloween.
It was like Halloween.
It was like Halloween.
I think Laura even said that. She's like, oh my gosh, I want to be here for Halloween.
Yeah. So simple. And it is funny to me that everyone is kind of going bananas over her clothes because she was so simple.
So simple.
And they were timeless pieces. I mean, like I said, we didn't have to buy anything. I had everything. I mean, it's essentially how we dress, I would say.
It is. And I was reading somewhere about her. You know, she was a PR person for Calvin Klein prior to marrying him. And one of the things I was reading said her look embodied walking and real life as opposed to just posing. If she were an influencer today, she probably would have had to do something a little bit more to get, but she was a working woman with a simple sense of style, and the paparazzi was after her all the time.
It was very much, it seems like a Kate Royal situation, yeah. kind of chasing everybody. So she clearly liked to dress for comfort, I will say. I mean, yes. walking the streets of New York, a lot of what she was wearing was very sensible, like mm-hmm. loafers, and she liked like a black boot. Right. So everything was very comfortable. And like you said, I mean, every picture that I saw when we were doing this, other than maybe like one or two, she was in motion.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. Another thing that I find so funny that everyone is going, she was very minimalistic. I would say that she's probably a little too minimalistic for our, mm-hmm. like, I feel like a Jackie was a little bit more.
Right.
Had maybe a little bit more going on, but obviously Carolyn was younger. It was a different time.
I mean, I think I couldn't agree with you more. She was classic, but there's one look that you recreated, and it was just a white button down and a slim black ruffled skirt. I probably would have added a necklace or a big earring.
Right.
So she was extremely minimal.
She was extremely minimal. Yeah. And I think for her, it looked obviously very cool.
Yeah.
But what I also think is really funny is because everyone's kind of going crazy on this, for, at least on my page, when I go on yeah. social media, I see this. I will say that she was just always, it's going to be kind of a hot take, she was just covered. Like she wasn't.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's a great take.
And I think that that's why everyone, maybe at the time, I don't know if it was revolutionary at the time. I mean, you were there. Not
right.
there, but you
were alive. I didn't necessarily pay that much attention to her. I always thought he was stunning and right. like the most eligible bachelor kind mm-hmm. of a vibe. And I think I just always thought one day he would probably be president. He was in charge. I don't know that much about him. He was in charge of that George magazine. But yes, I think that people were more covered. I mean, I was saying something like that was in the 90s, and I feel like I always had on a ribbed turtleneck and a pair of pants.
Would you like, also agree that like that's just kind of how everybody dressed at the time, or was she?
She was definitely more in the very classic. I wouldn't say everybody dressed, but I tend to go more classic. She just was more minimal.
And yeah. then, but I think the reason why
she was chic,
she was very, very chic. I'm not mm-hmm. hating on her or anything, but I think
no, yeah.
my age group right now, I think it is funny that everyone's going crazy over a turtleneck and jeans
it's
or
so
a
true.
Button down and jeans. I mean, I'm sure you guys right. have worn this
yes.
weeks prior to watching right. the TV show, but I think also part of the fact that she always did look so put together, I hate to sound like an old lady. She was always covered and you yeah. look better. You look better covered.
Well, I feel like you take it, like you can take her seriously. She was sharp, smart. Like you just, she had this confident look about her and she was always true to her style, which
yeah,
I like.
Which I also very
like
much
it
liked.
Wasn't up or down. And right. oh my gosh, she's doing this now. You knew what to expect from her and there is comfort in that. And she had her own capsule wardrobe.
I think like she was young and she was working and she probably, you know, I would like to think that other people in the office, maybe even Calvin Klein, kind of dressed up. So
oh,
I
yeah.
think it's very interesting.
And she represented that brand very well. Like
she
was appropriate for that job because that was her. The other thing is she very much invested in pieces.
Yeah.
And then had them forever. Like her Birkin bag, you can tell that thing is worn. She used it over and over again.
And then yeah. people were saying she was wearing the Birkin bag as it was meant to be used, which was kind of to get it beat up. And it was a working bag. It was a travel
right.
bag. There's one picture which I thought was funny. Like she has the Birkin bag almost over her shoulder, mm. which is like, you know, it there's shorter handles that she has. So it's just
yeah.
like kind of a cool way about
right
using pieces, like repurposing them. Even when we were doing the reel, you know, she just had jeans, a white tank, a blazer, and then she put a bandana in her hair. We were talking though, I do think that she always had like yeah. a headband or like a bandana
yeah.
or her hair back. I would like to think that like she was working and doing something. Like the hair washing schedule was a part of this, and so she used hair accessories.
Oh, you're probably right.
You know, because she had long blonde hair. So
right.
like she would do a ponytail and a headband or something in the hair.
And I loved that it was sophisticated because I still in my mind think of a baseball cap as an athleisure look.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not. You can wear it with everything. But you could still always see her face. Her sunglasses. I love that, like, if you even Google different accessories that she had, that headband is from a particular company.
Yes.
And she wore the same headband all the time. The
she
same
did.
Brand. And the sunglasses were the same brand.
Yes.
So I love that she wasn't like, I need a new pair of sunglasses and was coming up with these huge giant ones or a whole different style. She was true to her look and it was a cool look.
Yeah, I think that's a good takeaway. She was true to her style and sense of style and it looked good on her. I mean,
She also, I would say, like, for sure went with neutrals. She did avoid trends because obviously there's trends all the time. But she stuck with the neutrals. Her makeup is very minimal, very as well.
Simple. Yeah, everything she didn't really wear color. There was like one picture of her in a sundress in the summer, and it maybe had some color into it. But she clearly was not into color. I don't know if that was like a her thing, or maybe that was working at Calvin Klein.
And I don't know if it's because the show has come out in the winter, but I need to research. Like, I haven't looked at a summer picture. I'm looking back at winter pictures.
Yeah.
And I would like to look again at her summer style. I mean, her wedding dress was beautiful, but very simple as well.
Well, someone commented on my TikTok. I ended up deleting it because it was a ridiculous comment. And it was like, everyone, you know, I like to get riled up. And someone's like, you know, everyone who's just dressing like this is a poser. And I'm like, I had every single piece in my wardrobe. This is not a difficult way to dress. I think that's why it was so, she looks so good all the time. It's because it's a simple way to dress.
Also, I don't think anyone's trying to be a poser. We look to all sorts of people in, you know, fashion.
Yeah, and it was a man, and they just love to tear women down on the internet.
And it perked us all up last week.
1,000%.
Everyone is enjoying that. It's fun to look at stars like that. I mean, people like the way Diane Keaton looked. She had a look. Audrey Hepburn. Everybody.
Right. It's just, again, inspiration. And I do feel like we get more winter looks from Carolyn. So I think because it's the time of year, it's a little easier to dress. I'm always wearing a black turtleneck.
Oh, for sure. We were laughing though on Wednesday when Laura was here because we were talking all about that time period and the Kennedys, and Laura's like, I have never been more interested in history.
And
it is true. Like, if you can connect with even way back in time, I mean, I'm the same way, turn it into a story. If you can connect with the people, I do think it is fun. It was a period of time in history. And you can learn a lot about it.
Yeah. And I feel like the real story, I mean, knowing obviously that this is a real story. And as I'm watching the show, I'm looking stuff up. And I think there was just, I think it was pre-internet. So there was a time, you know, I was one. So shout out to me for being alive.
Yeah.
You were obviously here, but living in Cleveland. I think in the 90s in New York, people were saying pre-internet, there was just, it was like the last moment they were saying before everything kind of became digitalized.
Right.
And you didn't have the internet. You don't have phones or anything like that.
No, it was just paparazzi following her, which is like you said. So she was always in motion, always walking. It would be interesting if she was around today, and it's such a tragic story how they died. But if she was around today, if she would have been an influencer type person. I mean, she's an influencer from the 90s, because, and she didn't choose to be. Everyone was just really taken with the whole love story.
Very much an it girl. And he dated a lot of people, too. So it's not like, you know, when this happened, that he was a bit, not older, but he was in his 30s, I think, when they started dating. So, you know, he was dating a lot of famous, famous women. So then for her to really take off even is more interesting, because I think it was maybe more so refreshing. That being said, I do believe that their actual relationship was quite tumultuous.
I could see that.
So I don't think we should look at them for inspiration as far as like how we want our relationships to roll. Because I think there was a lot of cheating and infidelity. And I think they were maybe fighting on the plane. That's why it went. That's, you know, who knows?
Terrible.
We're just talking about the clothes. But
what do you think? I mean, if she were alive today, like put her now in 2026, I feel like she'd still be wearing the similar.
I think she would be too. I think it swung back around. And I think because of the show and lots of other things, just the trending, the 90s in general is trending.
Right.
And everyone did look more put together.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. It was kind of nice to dress like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else is a big takeaway that you've had from the show that I haven't seen?
I mean, not much else. That's just a good show for the winter. And I think they did it a good job with the show. I think it's nice, but the real story to me is much more interesting. In fact, I think there's a book that some people keep recommending every time I go online. And so I want to read the book about it because just to kind of go back on the history of it all.
What's your favorite look? Like, you recreated 4 or 5 of them. What is your favorite look that you recreated?
Well, I mean, I like the turtleneck with the corduroys. I feel like that's usually what I'm in.
That.
She liked the loafer. People have been doing ballet flats. I've actually never seen her in a ballet flat.
Never.
So
Again, I haven't looked at the summer stuff closely. I do want, Laura did a mood board, and there's a picture or a coffee table book.
CBK coffee table
CBK.
Book.
Yeah, that would be fun to have. And a lot of love that.
I would like that. Yeah, maybe I'll order that on Amazon. So anyway, that's kind of the recap that I had for fashion wise. I think it's a good little refresh. And if you have some pieces in your wardrobe that you forgot about that maybe you've seen her wear, I think it's always good to take inspiration from anyone.
From anyone. The other thing is, I mean, so much of what she wore is still, the exact thing is still available because I've looked it up a little bit. Like, she wore Levi's. Most of her jeans were just Levi's.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is kind of cool.
It
I'm
is
surprised
cool.
they weren't Calvin Klein, but they were mostly Levi's.
I wonder if they did denim at the time. They probably, I'm not quite sure.
I kind of got obsessed with a pair of shoes. We were all looking for it. Laura was trying to do a reverse thing, and they were Prada sandals that were kind of a neutral with gold in it.
Yeah.
So they were neutral, but they were a little different.
Yes. Yeah.
I love, she wears a Cartier watch.
She does, like a black really, strap. Very
yeah, the
simple
tank
gal.
One.
Just, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. No, I love it all. And again,
even her, they know, like, she used Kiehl's in her hair. Like, she was very specific about her hair product, and her scent is no longer available.
Oh,
I feel like somebody
should bring
that
back. Yeah, I think that team's currently scrambling.
Yeah, and her lipstick was a Bobbi Brown. Her shade is not available anymore.
Oh.
But there's a similar
discontinued.
One. So it's, I do love that we can recreate her look.
I do love, yeah, I think that it's all fun, and I think, you know, some people, I think this is the first introduction to it, like around my age, which is, I mean, I obviously knew who she was and
right, and
would have seen pictures or whatever, but didn't know the full picture of it. So
I think that's great. So what else occurred this week in your life?
What else occurred this week in my life? I would say, oh, I had a really good call with ShopMy yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So I was very much, you know, inspired yesterday to kind of ramp that up.
Explain again the difference. Like, what's LTK compared to ShopMy?
Well, it's interesting the way that she explained it, because LTK is very much a social platform in the sense where there's a feed and you can follow me.
Right.
But she was like, ShopMy is not a social platform. It is simply a, just essentially an affiliate program, linking program, which I thought was a good way to put it. So I always like learning more about that and kind of diving a little deeper because it's a pillar of my business,
right,
of our business. Mm-hmm. What about you? You've, I feel like, been running all around.
Had a lot of celebrations. We had dinner with some friends last week, which was really nice. And then we had my brother's birthday party. And then we had a baptism over the weekend.
Yes.
So I felt like we had some lovely life celebrations.
Lovely life celebrations. Yeah. All kind of landed around this weekend, which which is good. Yeah, you guys, like I said, were busy, and Elizabeth was also busy. We need to have her on because us two sitting at the table don't have a lot to share with you,
no.
But Elizabeth has so much to share.
She does have a lot to share. I would like to give, I have gotten a fair number of DMs.
Oh, share.
Yes. Regarding the progress, even a friend of mine texted recently on the embroidery machine.
Oh, yes. I saw it set up right behind us in the outside of the studio.
I set it up on Saturday, and I have two very good friends that I had coffee with, and they each have embroidery machines. They're in town, and they both said, you need like a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend who inspired me to really click, 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 and finally get it, who lives in Arizona, she spent a day and kind of got it all out.
Okay.
So I got it out. I found a YouTube video to, you know, like the unboxing, the setting it up. And then I got kind of far on it. And then I realized I didn't have something called a stabilizer, which is, I ordered from Amazon. So I have it. So I'm going to try and pick it up this weekend and continue with my YouTube video and see. And then I might have to ask help. From two friends.
From
I might
friends.
Have to recruit someone, but I'm going to try it.
Well, you have to be in the mood for it, first of all. I feel
there's
like
so
it's
many
like
factors. Really, you know, familiarizing myself with the machine, and I made some bobbins, and then I ordered some bobbins that are already made on Amazon, and I do know how to sew, so that all was easy, but it's computerized, and it looks like it kind of is simple, and then I ordered some more different colored threads.
Yes, yes.
And then my one friend dropped off some muslin because she said that was a good thing to practice with.
Yes.
So I'm going to start with that.
Okay, well.
And then she said, like, get some, if I have some old napkins or whatever. We aren't at that point. I got the stabilizer, which you use a hoop and you put it all together. I can't wait.
That's exciting.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you're a quarter of the way there. That maybe half, good. Halfway, yeah. quarter, something like that.
Something like that.
In the vicinity.
But I am excited about this machine because based on the YouTube video that I was watching, you could take, like, we could take the Bow logo.
Uh-huh.
And anyone that has a machine already is probably knows all this. But you could, we could take our logo and turn it into a digital design, and then we can embroider things with it.
Yes, which is would be beneficial with the business to kind of have that
yeah.
available.
So I don't know. I just thought I should give an update because I have been getting a lot of DMs and some reach outs, and it's too hard to explain it, but I have not figured it out yet. But we're getting there.
I wanted to also touch upon your barrel leather jeans or pants that you wore over the weekend. I kind of just was thinking of that. Yeah, it was looking at your blazer. So why don't you kind of explain to us the pants that this is not falling into the CBK style. This is something else. But it was
so in the fall I bought a pair of barrel leather pants.
Yeah.
And I wore them the other night and they were super comfortable, trendy, not a significant barrel, but a little bit of a barrel. Like, I don't know if many people would know it. And then I wore it with a really high heel and just a little sweater. So I kind of liked it because it was, you know, trendier on the bottom. And then I just had like a classic sweater on the top and then just classic heels. But it was perfect because the event was kind of like a dressy casual situation.
It was a subtle barrel because I don't want you guys thinking like we're walking around with a full on barrel.
Hands not gone rogue.
No, certainly not. It was definitely a nod to a trend, but it wasn't like we dipped our toes in it.
Right.
So I thought they were really cool trousers and I kind of wanted to bring that to the show.
Thank you so much.
And then you kind of continued that trend with another really cool look the next day for the baptism.
Yes.
It was like a, I'm going to call it a set.
It was a set.
I mean, it was a dressy set.
Yeah, but it was like a gray wool. And it was very comfortable. And I felt solid with my outfit.
Yeah, you did have a solid looks with both of your...
Right.
Almost easier that we kind of reverted back to winter because you still have a lot of winter looks that need to...
And I'm telling you, ladies, we are going into tricky times weather-wise.
Yes.
And we talked about that before, but I was also happy because we had a lot of things going on that it was just hardcore winter.
Right, right.
Yes.
You just keep those boots on and everything like that.
Right.
So because the barrel was something that just came up in my head was that.
Yeah.
I've really cut back on a lot of caffeine. Did I talk about this last week?
I think that you did, but say it again.
I cut back on a lot of caffeine. So, and I'm still kind of sticking with it right now, especially through Lent. I feel like that's a really solid thing to kind of stick with.
That is a good thing to do for Lent.
Yes, I think that cutting back on caffeine and any, I feel like it's kind of made my face less puffy.
Oh.
What are your thoughts?
I never think your face is puffy.
Oh, it's always puffy, but thank you.
But that's good, but your stomach feels better.
Stomach, energy levels, I think it's helping me sleep.
Interesting.
I probably have like 2 to 3 coffees now a week.
Oh, that's great.
I mostly am drinking tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I still need, I'm sorry. I'm cutting back on coffee. I'm not cutting back on caffeine.
Right. But for some reason, you are feeling that the tea is, even though it has caffeine, is gentler.
Much gentler. The green tea is a lot on the digestive system. Yes. It is much gentler.
Yeah.
I feel like the coffee was tearing through my stomach.
I think it was. I really think it was.
I think it was. And I think that the tea is a much calmer way to start my day because I love a hot beverage, especially in the winter. So I still need something in the morning to kind of get me going.
Right.
And I still, like, I had a nice latte the other day. I didn't finish it. So now I think I'm building up like a intolerance for it.
Well, and like you said, I do think, I feel like it stays in your system for 5 or 6 hours. So even that later afternoon one, it does affect your sleep, whether you think it does or not.
So I just wanted to shout that out that I'm still sticking on it.
Well, I think you've kind of inspired me because I have always been a green tea drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And then over COVID, I started drinking coffee and just kind of joined in with everybody.
Right.
And just black coffee. And now I've been having green tea again in the morning. And then I might have one cup of coffee.
And I feel like if I am having coffee, I'm having an Americano because it's gentler on my stomach. I think that little bit of water mixed in.
What is an Americano?
It's hot water with an espresso shot.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And I just feel like that is like a little less invasive
right.
than a full cup of coffee. So that's my update for that.
And then even in the afternoon, if you want that hot drink, do no caffeine, like a chamomile or...
Yeah, and matcha doesn't really affect me that much either. But I'm not, again, I got to go like somewhere matcha. To get a matcha. So
right.
So I've also been cutting back on that. But that's kind of where I am drink-wise, because I know everyone was wondering probably right now.
Yes,
what's Emily drinking? That's what I'm drinking.
And Dad gave up chocolate chip cookies for Lent. I usually try to give up something and do something.
Yes.
And he I think he could be struggling a little bit with the chocolate chip cookie thing.
Yeah. I mean,
and some people say that's like, why are you giving up something? I think the benefit for me of giving up something, no matter what it is, or changing a behavior, is it is a reminder
yes,
of the Lenten season.
Of course. It's just a little personal reminder. And I think that that was quite the sacrifice, because he yes. loves chocolate chip cookies. I don't think he realized how many chocolate chip cookies Terry eats. Like, it is his favorite thing in the entire world. Yeah. So he's like the cookie monster.
He loves it.
He loves it.
For whatever reason, he does not love other cookies as much.
No, he doesn't.
So.
No, or ice cream. That is like his go-to dessert. So that's what he's giving up.
Yes.
And I hope that he's doing okay in that journey for right
I'm
now.
I'm trying to just stick with no sweets.
Okay. Mine's limited caffeine. And then I'm also following this like interesting diet kind of that my doctor gave me for my stomach, which yeah. is like kind of.
That's good.
Its own crazy journey in itself.
You're doing, I feel like you're cooking more because you're following
yes.
this diet.
I am cooking a lot.
It's not a diet. It's just like what foods could affect your stomach more and not. And everything you're making, I would love to come over
it's
for
dinner.
It's
called the FODMAP diet. People are actually DMing me. Did I mention it on the podcast?
I think we did.
I also mentioned it in my vlogs. It's so strange things that you're not allowed to eat. Like things that are healthy for you can really upset
like
your
broccoli.
Stomach. Broccoli. Certain types of fruits, lots of like onion, garlic, not good.
Right.
So I definitely feel better on it and I'm not bloating as much. So I don't think that there's like a deeper issue. I think this is really food related.
Is there anything that you normally don't eat that you are eating that is really good or that you are noticing really?
I'm eating a lot of salmon because that's like supposed to be very gentle on the stomach. I don't, not a lot of salmon, like, you know,
right.
like once or twice
it's
a
good
week.
For your omega threes.
Yes. Too. Yeah. Yeah. And then zucchini is good for you. Carrots, like if I'm doing a vegetable, like zucchini and carrots are fine. I think those are like, I've been doing this one meal that they recommend and I just keep making it over and over.
No, it's smart.
It's very simple.
And you like it.
Yeah. Right. And so, and then it's like gluten-free, dairy-free. So like we typically get our smoothies. That was an easy fix. Like bananas right. and peanut butter apparently are fine, but I've just been doing almond milk instead.
I see.
So it's kind of like obvious that. Things that right. you wouldn't necessarily, but there's like a whole, people keep sending me this company that makes like sauces and seasonings like for cooking at home
oh.
that because a lot of time when I go out to eat, which is typically when I have the real issue
yes.
because everything is so garlicky and oniony. I feel like to an extent everybody kind of has that problem when they go out to eat.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think people are running to the bathroom quite like I am, but but I get a really
that could be the title of this podcast. Yeah, running to the bathroom.
Running to the bathroom. So I definitely feel like sometimes I told the doctor, I'm like, sometimes after I eat, I'll get like really tired or my back will hurt or like it just had reactions to it. And I don't have that anymore. So
that's huge.
I really was just looking for an answer this year because I wanted to make sure there wasn't like a deeper issue. I don't think there's a deeper issue because when I exactly follow it, I feel great. And even if I do 50% of it, I feel better.
That's huge.
So yeah, that's kind of, I mean, it takes a lot of brain power to think about everything that you're supposed to be eating.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we can't have meat, you know, for Lent and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that that's kind of my Lenten goal. I feel like I've cut out so many things that I didn't really need to cut out anything else.
Well, that's okay. And you kind of keep track in your head or some people say do a log.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're able to keep it all up there.
Yes,
you
like
know
eggs
working.
And stuff is fine. Like yeah. that doesn't, but like no, like I would have yogurt a lot. So I haven't been having
yeah.
that. Or like cottage cheese, terrible. Like
terrible.
Should not be having. For me, it's
for
not
your
bad
stomach.
For you, but for my stomach,
yeah.
it was just so.
I can
so we're
that.
Healing the lining of my stomach currently.
Wonderful
yeah,
news.
Yeah. Yeah. We're healing. And honestly, like I'm not bloated at all. Like I go to sleep at the end of the
Good.
Day and I feel like,
this
you know.
Makes me so happy.
Yeah, yeah. If I don't follow it, I think now it's getting worse because I haven't been having the stuff.
Right.
So it's really like.
But it also,
up.
It's that positive reinforcement. You know it's going to hurt, so it's motivation not
right.
to have it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I have less headaches from the like coffee.
Wow. This did not take long at all.
No, didn't take long at all.
No.
And then I'm going back to the doctor to just like give him the follow up. But
yeah, that's
because I got blood work done and everything came back normal.
It's good.
So. That's kind of my.
You are kind of inspiring me. I have been in a cooking rut.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I cooked so much all winter. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the week and a half or so, I guess since we went to Florida and we've been
understandable.
Back, I really don't have any interest. The other night I made homemade guacamole.
Well, that counts.
I mean, that wasn't cooking, but it was really good.
It was really good.
I wish I had some good recipes or something to talk about. I really haven't. And then, you know, like if Elizabeth's out, it's just dad and me, or we're out to dinner. And with just two people, it's not as exciting to
try
and
fix
something.
Like dad's had a lot of work stuff at night. Elizabeth's had a lot of work stuff at night and like friend things at night. So again, like you said, like...
I've had soup.
Like at the baptism the other day, we had like a really late lunch. So then on a Sunday evening, you're not super hungry.
No.
So it's kind of that type of thing.
I need to amp up some new recipes and figure out.
Yeah. Well, don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I think it's okay. You know?
Did we talk about how we're going to Florida?
We did. I talked about it a lot on, we talked about it. Okay. I think we talked about it.
I think we did.
I remember
we're
everything
going
in my life.
Florida.
But sometimes with the podcast, I don't always remember what
Well, you also vlog and then you podcast. All right, let's talk about a couple of other things that are business related. We have told you before, and we need to get them up this week. We have our children's books.
We do.
I love them so much. They bring me they're very nostalgic.
Very nostalgic.
I gave Claire a set the other day and she like hugged them to her. I'm like, these are for Henry.
Yes.
I gave my mom and dad a set the other day. I need to give Laura a set for her girls. But the book, keep an eye out. Pay attention to Instagram. Mm-hmm. We have photos of them. We're trying to think of a good way to promote them.
Yes. They'll be out shortly and they're great gifts. And we're excited about them.
Yeah.
Releasing
any ages.
A book part two. Any ages.
And they're beautiful. They're just a sweet little size. And I think we've said it before. With each daughter, when they turned 8, I wrote them a story, mm-hmm. and I had a local printer print them. And now we've had our editor and publisher make them into hardcover books.
Hardcover books, yes.
And they're so cute. And it's a set of 3, and they'll be tied with an Emily Owen Bowes bow.
Yes, yes, that is all correct.
So we have to keep an eye out for that. And then last week, we were very inspired, and I'm so excited for the next line.
So excited for the next line. We've been working a lot on our spring collection, and I think that it's going to be something that everybody at home is going to really enjoy.
Yeah.
Very bright, very springy, easy pieces to add into your life. So we're thinking that we're going to maybe shoot the stuff down in Palm Beach, maybe tentatively, because it's a certain theme.
Sure.
It's a tennis theme.
So cute.
Wasn't expecting that one, were you? Nope.
It's really cute.
And it's very sweet. So I'm excited about it. And it kind of just came together very organically. And I feel like I love so many aspects of what you do, but it's specifically the rush of selling things is...
Oh, it's so fun.
I highly recommend it. You can't really...
Fun.
I haven't been able to find this feeling elsewhere. and it's really great. So we are looking forward to that. And it's just a couple pieces, but I feel like they're solid items.
Yeah, I think there's like 5 things. The 3 of us got really excited about it last week.
Yes.
I've been toying with the title Fresh Greens.
Ooh, you
like
even
that?
Told me that yet. Wow.
I just came
that
up
was
with
a genuine
this afternoon.
Reaction. I really like that. Yes. Yeah.
You don't actually know what it is. It's kind of maybe a nod to your stomach situation with the fresh greens.
No, literally. That's
but
so funny.
I don't know. We have to think of a good title. It's very springy, summery.
Kind of athleisure pieces as well, which I feel like is something that we haven't really done in a little bit, but always think people, always like an athleisure piece.
So we're thinking maybe end of March.
End of March, yeah. And they'll take you through spring and summer or anything like that.
And it doesn't matter if you play tennis or not.
No.
This has nothing to
do
with playing the game.
No, oh gosh, no. We don't require you to have a skill set at our shop.
No.
So we're just, the only skill that you need is click, click, click. Cha-ching. All right, everyone. So thank you so much for joining us for another week of, kibitzing, talking, solving the world's problems, giving updates that I don't know anyone asked for, but I hope that you just enjoy this and put it on the background of whatever you were doing, and we were able to spend some time with you in your homes. Thank you, as always, for supporting the Patreon, and we will see you guys next week for our regular scheduled Tuesday program. Anything else you want to share?
No, have a great week.
Have a great week. Stay warm, and remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.